Oh, yeah, Spence. I'm so stoked to be back here once again on our Ventura Forward podcast. We are always searching for those tasty waves, hot tunes, fun in the sun, righteous food, and all the news across the 805. On this show, we're breaking down our segments of the things that we discover with our unique journalistic points of view across the 805 in Ventura County. As the sun is shining, we've had our rain, and we're ready to do this. Spence, how you feeling?
Everything you just said. It's finally time we can get out. Low 70s, high 60s, no rain in sight for like 10 days. Take advantage, folks. Get outside.
Oh, yes, and baseball season is here. Basketball's coming to a grind for the high schools, but more importantly, it's all about the youth softball and baseball on the Little Diamonds from Foothill to Montava to Sataka to Coastal, Ventura Girls Fast Pitch, and maybe all you club players too. We are excited to have the rains be away, the dirt being dry, and the grasses looking green. And I'm going to be doing it all, Spence, because you know this. I'm going to be umpiring this year, coaching, and spectating along with my kids umpiring and stuff. So if you guys are involved out there, shout out to all the little kiddies who are doing the umpires in your nice little winter jobs.
I think a post would be great if you could do the camera, like maybe the mask cam or something, get a point of view, do some umpiring there, just knock it down like, what are you usually 60 to 90 seconds maybe? Ish.
Okay.
How long are your videos usually? The Instagram.
Oh, 90 seconds.
90 seconds is it. Yeah, it'd be great.
So you want an umpiring?
I want POV from the umpire for Ventura Forward.
I'm into that.
I think it'd be kind of fun. Just say, okay, folks, this is what it's like being right behind there. Drop down and do the video.
Okay, thank you for that suggestion. And I will say a lot of listeners and stuff are giving suggestions, and we are always listening at Ventura Forward. We're always here for you to share the stoke. You've got passion. You've got an agenda. Let's hear about it. What's your motivation? What's your agenda? Tell the world and come together, and there's not a better time after some of the elections that just went down. During those times, it can be some division, but now it's time to come together. We saw our supervisors didn't get much challenge. It looks like Kelly Long, Vienna Lopez, and Matt Levere have won supervisors. That won't be changing. So apparently the voters were happy with what's going on in Ventura County. So if we're happy, let's start to enhance it more.
And we also have, with the elections, again, like you say, we have Matt Levere back on the radio station. Chat with him again. It's a whole FCC thing that's way too much and complex to get through. But like you said, there's two things happening here. One was job being done right. And I think the other word I have to throw in is apathy. The turnout was really low. It was remarkably low. And nothing sizzled. There was nothing that said, here is voting on paid parking. If they would put that on the ballot, everybody would vote.
Right.
And paid parking would lose. It's my guess.
Yes.
Right? If the people voted, we have to believe that paid parking probably would fall off a bit.
Oh, yes, Spence. And that goes into a community meeting that I'm hosting with a great business downtown Ventura, Iron and Resin, next Tuesday night. I want the whole community to be there. Council members have been invited. Staff has been invited. Business owners, landowners downtown. And again, most importantly, the customers in the community that support this great town. Come on out and let your voice be heard about opening Main Street again or keeping it closed permanently. It's a hot topic. Everyone's got a lot of emotion involved. I'm trying to create a platform and an opportunity for everyone to come out and let your voice be heard there. It can be about 2 hours from 6 to 8, Tuesday night, March 12th.
Not only voice be heard, but also listen to what other people are saying. Get an idea of what's happening.
Yep. And I, you know what? You mentioned Matt Levere's name and him winning supervisor. I have a little surprise for you. 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago, I reached out to Matt and said, you got to come on the podcast. You got to make a podcast. We made a date after the election for next Wednesday. We're recording Matt Levere's own podcast, number 88. The newly elected supervisor will be in here with studio, and we're going to give him some questions and some answers and see how he's sharing his stoke to move it forward. How's that sound?
He does work well in front of people. I've seen him, and he's one. There's many good speakers that are excellent, fielding all questions, and he's not shy. I agree or disagree with his politics, he's out there. I'd also say that about Steve Bennett. There's been a few over the years I've been involved with that are good about getting in front of people. So it's good to hear that Matt will be on with us. Awesome.
Yep. Going to be doing that. We're going to get more into our maybe high-profile interviews going through. I know the listeners do enjoy Spence and Spence all the time, but it's good to bring in the personalities. I miss that format. So we're going to bring in some more big-name people on these big topics. Maybe invite Jeff Hereford, the transportation person, to come on the podcast. Maybe even invite Bill Ayoub, city manager, on the podcast. let's get these bigger people in to answer these questions so our listeners can hear it right from the source itself.
Yeah, we can have opinions, but they'll tell us how it is. And then we can tell them our opinions. But at least then we'll get the people that are really pulling the levers.
Absolutely. And I want to give the people who are giving us the opportunity to talk ourselves, our sponsors, a quick moment here too. Thank you to Goodwill of Ventura and Santa Barbara Industries for getting involved with Ventura Ford. We got some great events coming up. I'm finalizing the date soon about a beach action day with you, Spence. The community's going to be out there. We're going to be cleaning up with Port Hueneme, with Oxnard, the Halico site, bringing more attention to the super funded site to clean up the metals on the beach. No more kicking the can down the road, in a sense, and the metal can down the road.
You kick it down the road, pick it up.
Oh, we're picking it up, and we're going to try to get some more attention to this because it's a full circle approach, taking care of our rivers and beaches in the city of Ventura. One of our pillars in our Ventura Forward agenda is taking care of the nature of land around us. So a cornhole tournament's coming up. A lot of great events from Goodwill of Ventura and Santa Barbara Counties. Get out there. If you need to donate, do it. But go to the website. There's a lot of opportunity, job placement programs, small business enhancement programs that Goodwill does. So thank you very much, Goodwill, for bringing through. Pacific Coast Coins, Spence.
I saw them on your Instagram post.
And do you like our new game we have where I'm going to be carrying around an ounce of silver in my pocket all the time? There's a trivia question for you. I'll give you a heads up here. What weighs more, an ounce of silver or an ounce of gold?
They weigh the same.
They do?
Because they're an ounce.
Oh, he got me. Okay, you got me. But we're doing fun stuff like that.
That used to be a ton of feathers or a ton of lead. Oh, a ton of lead weighs way more. No, it's a ton. So that's the tip.
That's an example of one of the questions that me and Steve had brought together to ask the community members. So if you see me in public and more people are coming up.
What's worth more could be a good gamble.
That could
ounce of gold or
I'm gonna. I have
silver.
Three questions in the back of my phone. Depending on how I profile you is how I'm going to ask you a
certain. Ask me another one.
Ask you another one?
You got another one?
I got another one.
Go.
How? It's in the back of my phone. Let me get it.
Okay, let's get it.
Hold on here.
Back of the phone. These are some of the trivia questions that Spencer Norrie might ask you out in public. We see these men on the street type things, and Spencer's going to do it right here in Ventura.
Yep, and the ounce of silver will be in my back pocket. And if you watch the podcast, guess what? These are going to be the same questions, so you're going to have a leg up. If you watch the podcast and you see me in public, you're a two forward tier. Let's go. Spence, here comes question number two.
I'm ready.
What year did the USA stop producing 90% silver coins?
What year? I am going to say the last silver coin was the Kennedy half dollar. I'm guessing in 64.
Bing, 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 bing. This man is a savant of American pop culture. Holy Toledo. Spence comes through. Question number three, little guru you. I think this one's going to be tough for you.
Okay, let's go.
How many grams?
How many grams?
In a troy ounce.
Ooh, in a troy ounce. Okay, what a great question. And grams in an ounce. Right there, you're screwed up because you're dealing with those people overseas and our ounces. Mm-hmm. And I did not deal when I was a youngster, so moving ounces over. So how many grams in a troy ounce? 15.
31.
31, I was halfway there. That's a good question.
31.
Yeah, because it's grams to ounces.
And we talked about there's 28 grams in an ounce, traditionally, like the straight weight is. But because the silver, he was a distributor.
Anybody who knows that, I always wonder what they did in high school.
Yeah, that was a tough one.
Because I knew the, I knew about that stuff.
Yeah, that's
weighing of certain products.
Do you like my? Do you like how I have the three levels of questions?
Yes.
You can see
That one, I'm doomed. So two out of three, okay.
Excellent job.
I'm going with meatloaf. Two out of three ain't bad.
And I stopped by to talk to Steve yesterday at Pacific Coast Coins. Did you know that gold hit an all-time high yesterday? Bitcoin, is it not ironic? I have said this before about
you. Do you remember the price by chance on gold? Yeah, I would love to say we could Google it real quick. But the old thing, when I was a boy, okay, boomer, you know, gold was like $50 an ounce.
It was cheap, huh?
Way back. Yeah, and now.
What is it? I have no idea. 300 or something?
No, it's like $2,000.
What?
Yeah, oh yeah. Yeah. Yeah, for sure. I am going to Google as you carry on this wonderful conversation. But yeah, I am an ounce of gold. That's what you said, right?
Yep.
Price of an ounce of gold.
Well, I'm assuming that, no, just, yeah, the ounce. I think that's what they go off of.
Yeah. $2,100.
Boom.
2,170. So I was off by 170. Close.
I walked in, he goes, gold's the old high. Then Bitcoin is hitting their all-time high right now. It's like, whoa. And I've been telling people for the last 3 or 4 years, I missed the cryptocurrency early on boat. As you know, people say it's still highly volatile. Yes, it is. But I was suggesting to people, if you have 100% in your portfolio and you're doing the traditional stocks, bonds, IRAs, 401k stuff, I said, take 10%, put it into heavy metal. Take 10%, put it into crypto. Because if the market crashes, as everyone was in so in fear the last 3 or 4, remember that 3 or 4 years ago, Spencer, and everyone was just like, oh no, the Trump-Biden transition, what's going to happen? Boom, boom, boom. I said, spread it out then. Don't just put everything in your 401k.
Being diversified is a good thing. And even within your 401k, you can diversify.
And I would have never imagined that both the metals and the crypto would both have fired off. I thought one or the other was going to go, but now they're all going, and stocks are still going up. So, geez, oh, moly, if you're rich right now and you got investments, boy, oh, boy, you must be having a good old time.
Or just the old-fashioned person that over the last 10 years has put $250 a month into a fund. They're probably doing fairly well, too. So it's up to you to save. Did you? Have you? Those are the people who are happy right now. Because like you say, everything is at a good rate. The market's around 30,000 for the Dow.
Sheesh.
Things are up.
Good conversations here that go Ventura forward. You think, well, what does this have to do about Ventura? Well, you know what? It's an in-depth conversation because economic development is on the hot topic.
The Dow's at 38,000. I'm such a fool.
What'd you say, 3,800?
I said 30,000.
Oh.
Wow. Okay, Spence, pay more attention. That's this Spence. Dang, 38,869 as this is being reported.
And that's what we do here. We bring in all of this full stuff because you're so busy in your life doing the dishes and the laundry, taking care of the kids. Maybe grandma's got your plate going on. Who's bringing you little tidbits of information? It's Ventura Forward. Does that affect our economy? Absolutely it does. Let's bring it forward. And our economy is going back to what big businesses are we bringing in? We saw Matthew Phoenix report this last month or two about how Ventura County is the least affordable place to own a home in the United States. Wow. And why is that? Because there's no high-paying jobs and the housing market seems to be a little bit less. That's a bad recipe for quality of life in one of the most gorgeous places in the world. Now, we've been there because guess what? Here's my honest opinion. People are hoarding the homes. There's secondary homes, there's vacation rental homes, there's couples living in 5-bedroom homes. So if we were to fill all the bedrooms in certain situations in Ventura, our housing market would be a lot more obtainable, it'd be a lot cheaper, but we gotta find out where it's at. What's the conversation? Are we regulating short-term vacation rentals? People right now are crying for maybe some more rent control. These are the type of conversations that we want to bring up in Ventura Forward and encourage you, if you have an opinion, to go speak to your local officials, people who can make the difference. It's for sure as heck not going to be me and my DMs. I'm going to try the best I can to get the information that you want to provide for me, but we might disagree. And if we disagree, I'm definitely not going to promote something that we disagree. So in the Ventura Forward attitude of you being you, you need to find out what's the most important to you as you're thinking about your economic plan for the city of Ventura and your family, and how can you be helped by your local government? So go to city council, speak, go to your board of supervisors meeting, give him your comments, because it's very important that you're be heard, because the voices can change. Your opinion right now, from what I'm learning in these elections, can make a big influence. Look what happened with, dare I say the name, Steve Garvey and Adam Schiff. Spence, double check those numbers for me, but Garvey got 48 to 49% of the vote. That seems like a lot of conservative votes in the state of California, and going into a Trump-Biden election, wow. Why is that important? Because I believe only like 25% of the population voted in our last election, or maybe even less, and 65% are registered to vote. I keep looking at the number of the unregistered voters. That's our goal here. If you're listening to this podcast or you're watching this on Instagram, I need you to register to vote. I'll tell you who to vote for if you don't want to have an opinion. But I'm telling you right now, you got to register to vote. You need to register to vote to have it be heard and make a difference. If not, don't ever say, don't ever DM me, don't ever give me a comment. If you don't vote, I would almost say you might want to start thinking about unfollowing Ventura Ford.
True. If you complain, your voice should be heard. Yeah. And that's one of the things that's funny when people complain, but they don't let their voice be heard either locally through a meeting, through a city council, anything like that. You should. One of the things I wanted to look at very quickly, I'm just going to try to run through. You're talking about investing locally. Mm-hmm. Trade Desk is on the stock market.
Yep.
They're on the Dow. Amgen certainly is on there. CalAmp is on there. Guitar Center used to be. I'm not sure where they are now, but we have a few. I think Limoneira is traded too as stock. There's quite a few.
Patagonia on there?
I'll bet you. Absolutely.
Yeah. Got to be on.
So there's a bunch of them around here that are big companies. If you want to invest in somebody who is local like that, Amgen started here in Newbury Park. And if you invested like $1,000 when they first opened up and kept it, you got a lot of money right now. That's just the way it went. So those are some. That's why it is essential to our economy here, too. And Trade Desk has been around how long?
I've been back 7 years now. I think it's going close on to a dozen years now.
But still, we talk about something that started off in a little office.
I got to get some of that stock. I want Trade Desk stock. It's been one of my biggest kind of like regrets when I moved home was not buying some Trade Desk stock. And there's other great businesses. I'm going to bring and ask Matt Levere next week. There's a special section of futuristic businesses that's moving to Ventura. I'm sorry, I don't have the exact information. I'm going to bring it to you next week. But we've got some good 3D printing companies, augmented reality companies here that are kind of like on that, I've heard like on that Amgen Trade Desk level right now. And that's the companies not only do we want to invest in to hopefully make a little bit of cash, but then to support the local businesses that are here in Ventura County.
Go back to 2017 or so, $4.80 for Trade Desk. And now it is 81. And I don't know if that includes any split. So think of how your money would have grown.
Not a bad logo.
Great local company like that.
Yep.
And bang.
And dare I say, I guarantee Matt Levere's got a little money invested in Trade Desk too, but that's okay. I bet you he does. I wouldn't doubt it if he does. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. But let's talk about that with Matt. It's a good topic to start him next week. You were the mayor during that process. How does that work as an official? Because we hear about the Nancy Pelosi, the finance. You know, can you invest? How are you? I love to hear how Matt kind of navigates that to find out, you know, how can, because you know what? You don't want to pigeon.
Sure. Like if you're a landowner.
Right.
You've got to be careful about what you do with some of these things. And you have to recuse yourself often because you can't be part of the thing that might enhance your wealth. And so that is a good question. When you go through this, you have to remember all this stuff. And they used to just say, I recuse because I have something, I have leverage in this. Even if it's like your brother, you got to be careful.
And you want to move that forward to say, hey, let's not let somebody's investment, their good investment plan, stop them from being a community servant or a community leader. That's what's very important is that I'm moving it forward. As soon as the elections were over, I was on the phone. We have an amazing candidate coming for city council coming up. His name's Alex Mangoni. He hasn't officially announced, but I'm dropping his name because he's my friend and he's in a run. Alex Mangoni absolutely is running for Ventura City Council. I'm crazy stoked about it, and he's an amazing man. But the point is, everyone should be able to feel that they can run of what they've done and not bring it forward, right? You don't want to think about your investments or how you might have affected this. It needs to be a really transparent area to get the best people available. Because if it's not easy to run, no one's going to run. And if nobody runs, invested interest party people get in the city council. We currently have it right now. No names needed. You could use your own imagination. But we have politics in the city of Ventura and city council. It happens naturally. And that's where I think the community has a little disconnect.
Yep. So all good questions for Matt Levere next time. We'll be doing that podcast on Wednesday. We're getting ready to wrap it up. What do you want to close with?
Adenic smoothies, Spence. Adenic smoothies are organic. They're in Midtown, and they are delicious. Pete's Breakfast House. Go always get that tasty food. Yummy, yummy. Johnny's Mexican Food on the Avenue. We have a Ventura Forward special. Go get yourself a beef crispy taco, small chicken burrito, and a small drink for how much?
How much?
$11.25.
Damn.
Let's go there. And there's more sponsors always coming and sharing the love with Ventura Forward throughout the community. I see you. I hear you. And it's all being received. The Ventura Music Hall was an absolute blast last night with Bad Fish. Thank you for always hosting Ventura Music Hall. And if I forgot a sponsor, you know I got a big old hug for you because Goodwill's getting two. Goodwill, Goodwill, and Goodwill. And let's close this off with the boys that always bring us with that music, Ray Fresco's Beats. Until next time on the Ventura Forward Podcast, let's go!